Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 336. Today, JR says, how do you transition between series? I've recently finished my contracted four-book series, and I'm starting a new one in a universe of my own creation. Any advice, best practices, tips, or general advice? I'm a little bit nervous that I might inadvertently cross-pollinate my own world with trademark stuff from my old one. Thoughts on how to avoid this?
Well, there's nothing wrong with cross-pollinating if you're being careful not to mix the universes. The fact that it's coming from your own mind, the fact that it's all coming from your mind means that there's going to be similarities of some sort going back and forth. How extensive those similarities are, you of course have control over. If there's particular technologies, devices, organizations, countries, people that are trademarked to one universe that you do not want to show up in the other universe because having that item in the other universe would mark them as part of the same larger story universe, make a list of those. And then when you go to do the read-through of the book after you've written it, check to make sure you've actually left those items out. And if you find them, rewrite that little bit so that you're circumlocuting the issue. And if it winds up being something that's integral to your story, just give up and make it part of the same universe, or give the thing a different name. Frankly, for me, one of the ways I do it is I switch genres. So it's very rare for me to write more than two books in the same series in a row, and I've always done this since the very beginning of my career deliberately because it offers a lot of other benefits in terms of helping your voice grow in different ways so that it keeps all of the series richer and growing at a faster apparent rate for the readers. So back when I was podcasting, I wrote Predestination, and then I went and did Down from 10. Predestination is a near-future spy thriller. Down from 10 was a cozy mystery with horror elements set in a snowstorm. Then after that, I went and wrote And Then She Was Gone, which is the first Clark Lantham book, and that's a hard-boiled mystery. And then I wrote A Ghostly Christmas Present, the second one in that series, because that was supposed to be a short story turned into a short novel. And then I circled back and wrote the sequel to Predestination, which was Free Will. And then from there I went back to Lantham, and then I bounced across to Suave Rob, and then I did Ideas Incorporated. So I would bounce from dark to light, from comedy to horror, from thriller to slow-moving character piece, from one kind of mystery to another. And I've always done this because it helps me do that mental reset, and because different parts of my voice and my skill set get exercised in each different kind of story. You know, like I said, it helps me develop faster as a writer, and it enhances all of the stories. Something I learn writing a mystery might also be applicable in a science fiction story, just in a different way. So that's one set of techniques that might be useful to you. Another is to work your enthusiasm for the new series up. Just close the old series off in your mind when you've hit the end on it, and that's the end of it. So stop living mentally in that world. Do what you need to give your mind a hard reset, like vary your reading diet, maybe vary your educational diet, maybe start writing the next book in a different seat in your office or in a different room in your house, something that'll create a hard line in your mind between that JR which wrote those books and this JR which is writing these books. Doing that can really, really help. Anything you can vary that you can then mark as a symbolic transition. This is one of the ways you can get one of the weird quirks of human psychology to work for you. As George Carlin said, humans are very symbol-minded people. And so if you create the symbols that you can invest in and believe in that mark the transition from one to another, then you should be able to shift gears between series just as easily as a child shifts gears between grades in grade school. You emerge from one into the next. You don't go back. There's a one-way street there. And you can do that either as a one-way street or as a spiraling street, which is the way I like to do it in my own career. But look for those things that make the difference to you. It could be as insignificant as having coffee while you're writing Series A and tea while you're writing Series B. It could be as dramatic as writing in a different room of the house or at a different time of day. experiment around, find ways. I think you'll find it's less difficult than you're worried that it will be. It's natural to think, I've lived in this one world for so long, I don't know if I can go out of that. Because you're venturing out of your comfort zone, it's difficult. But if you've ever done an interstate move, and if I remember correctly from my other correspondence, you've done a number of them, you will know that it's one thing to be looking out at the interstate move and going, oh boy, I don't know if I'm going to fit in that next place. And it's another thing to actually step into the next place and just go on as a normal part of life and find a way to fit in. Because you do. Humans are adaptable animals, and you are an adaptable animal because at least I assume you're a human. If you're not a human and you're an alien of some sort, please let me know because there's a Nobel Prize in that one for me somewhere. I'm sure. Proving the existence of aliens would be fantastic. Anyway, thank you very much for writing in with the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.